This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he urged Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference clearing him of any illegal acts in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. The Washington Post reports Mr. Trump made the request and Barr declined. Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton is a no-show for a scheduled interview in the impeachment probe. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Investigators summoned Bolton after others testified about his concerns over the Trump administration's Ukraine policy, specifically about a shadow foreign policy run by the president and private lawyer Rudy Giuliani. While Bolton has not appeared, one of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is testifying today behind closed doors. Jennifer Williams is a career Foreign Service officer detailed to Pence's office as a Europe and Russia advisor. Her appearance comes days before Democrats convene the probe's first public hearings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China says Beijing and the U.S. will roll back tariffs as trade talks advance. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese court sentenced 9 fentanyl traffickers on Thursday in a case that is the culmination of a rare collaboration between Chinese and U.S. law enforcement. Thursday's sentences included one suspended death sentence, and the court also gave 2 life sentences and 6 lesser sentences. This is VOA News. A former Congolese rebel leader has been sentenced to 30 years for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda, nicknamed Terminator, was convicted on 18 counts, including murder, rape, sexual slavery, and using child soldiers. Iran's nuclear agency says it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordo nuclear facility. Iran agreed not to carry out any enrichment or enrichment-related research at this site in the 2015 nuclear agreement. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said in a statement the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. It's been 3 days since a Mormon family was ambushed in Mexico, and details of what happened are starting to emerge. We get more from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
No official explanation has been given for the killings. Mexican authorities say they may have been mistaken for gangs and were caught up in a territorial dispute. This is what one member of the community said about that.
Es completamente falso.
Completely false, he says.
Que no tienen madre.
He says the attack was premeditated and showed unimaginable brutality. Other relatives said the family had been used as bait to lure in an opposing gang into a firefight. Mexican officials have stepped up their investigation and have vowed justice for the victims.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Meanwhile, AP's Matt Small reports the first funerals for the 9 American women and children killed are being held today.
Under a strong security presence, the remote Mexico farming community in Lamora will be the site of today's services as dozens of vehicles with U.S. license plates from as far away as North Dakota have brought friends and loved ones to pay their respects. At least 1,000 people are expected.
That's AP's Matt Small. Twitter has acknowledged that it cooperated in a U.S. investigation of 2 former employees accused of accessing personal account information on behalf of the Saudi government. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Boeing expects U.S. safety regulators to approve the plane's return to service by the end of the year. And CEO Doug Parker says that sounds like a reasonable estimate based on conversations with regulators. Parker says when the MAX is allowed to fly, we will be ready. And to match that optimism, American is already selling flights on MAX jets as early as January 15th. Those planes have been grounded worldwide after 2 crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. stocks are up in midday trading, helped by signs of progress in U.S.-China trade relations. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.